Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Samav Ches Omud Aleph in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah. And Yitzhak Hashem, we're going to conclude Simin Reish Tzadi Aleph today, the Dinim of Shalashuris. We're at Sif Gimel. The Mechaber starts and he says, Im Nimshecha Sudas HaBoker Ad Sheyegi Zman HaMincha. If you started your Shachris morning meal and it continues until the Zman of Mincha, so what should you do? Yavsik hasuda v'yivarach. You should stop the suda of shachris, your lunch meal. Stop it v'yivarach and bench birchas hamazon v'yitol yodav, and then rewash your hands again v'yivarach birchas hamotzi v'yisod. Wash until it's yadayim and say a new hamotzi and continue eating. And this way you'll have had three meals. The first half will be your second meal of the day, which of course Friday night was your first meal. The first half is the second meal of the day, and the second half now is your shalosh shudas meal. Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot Yudale explains, because v'achronim, sha'achar kach yokum v'yilech mat bentayim. After you finish benching, after the first part of this meal, you should get up and walk around a little bit. And this way you demonstrate that the meal is over. However, v'hanisharim b'makomim, people that stay in their places, they just bench and then they start eating again, they wash and eat again, the new meal, lo yotzi dechavosin. That doesn't demonstrate that this was two separate meals. Da'havi kisuda achas. That's like one meal, and therefore they're not yotzei the shalashudas meal with the new eating that they're now having. He brings down the cost of the Beis Yosef, the Lo Yidrosh B'Rabim Lassos Kein Lahavsik Sudosan. This idea that we just brought down, you shouldn't publicly announce this to the Amaratzim, to the plain people, Kim Shekodim Chatzos Ein Rashim Lahavsik, because they may do this before Chatzos. They'll have half the meal before Chatzos, and then the other half of the meal they'll also have before Chatzos. And Ein HaKol B'Kim is there. They're not going to be careful about this. They have half before Chatzos, half after Chatzos, and it's going to not be a good thing. They're going to have a Bracha Shein Atzricha, possibly, as we'll see in a moment, that this was an unnecessary break over here and therefore an unnecessary bracha. So we don't publicly announce this eitzah, but if people are aware of it and they do it, and they do it correctly, it is acceptable. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'nochon adover, it's more correct to do what we just said, Shimlo ayosikim, because if you didn't do this, Me'achar shenim shechosu des abokir ad osa shor, and if the morning meal had continued and you didn't stop at chatzos, and you just kept on going until you finished that meal, since the food has been continuously eaten until that time, you would be so stuffed that you would not be able to eat anything other than achilas gasa, which is a gluttonous meal, which we pointed out isn't really called eating in halacha. And if you waited till that point in time that you had finished off all the entire lunch, then by the time it comes down to the shalosh shudas, you won't be hungry at all, and this would be an achilas gasa if you were to eat, and you would not be yotzei. Mishneh Berurah explains this of Kontesvav. Ki kol zman hu achila. Why you're still eating? Ha it tomcha pesucha. Your stomach is still open and able to take in more. Masha'en ken achar suda. But if you finish the meal and now you're going to say, I'll eat a little bit more after you finish the meal, so then that isn't going to be good. That's achilas gasa. And we're not concerned in this situation when you stop in the middle bench and start again, that's called making an unnecessary bracha, a bracha that wasn't needed. Because here you're forced to do this because you want to fulfill the mitzvah shalosh shudas. This is what the Ramah actually asks. And the Ramah is going to talk in a second and say, you should do a certain thing in order to get around this concern of a bracha sheino tzricha, which we'll explain in a moment when we do the Ramah. So let's do the Ramah right now. Hagah. But if a person knows that he will be able to eat something, it won't be an achilas gasa, after he finishes his lunch meal and runs very late, and then he davens mincha, and he'll still be able to eat something after that, lo yase suda shlishis kodem mincha, then he shouldn't do what we just said and make the suda shlishis before mincha. But if you did this, in fact, you would still be yotze. Mishneh Berurah explains this if kante zayin. Hainu, shemishar benafsho. Person estimates for himself. Shalotia oz achiloso achilagasa. It won't be an achilas gasa if he waits till after mincha, even though he stopped the meal. And we said, sometimes when you stop the meal, now it's going to be an achilas gasa. But if this person doesn't feel that that would be the case for him, so then it is preferable not to break the meal up into two parts over here, but to daven mincha in between, and then start a new meal afterwards, and that's not called achilas gasa if it's not, in fact, an achilas gasa, even though the person is full, but he's not stuffed to the point where it's an achilas gasa. Mishneh Berurah Sivkot Yudzayin says you should daven mincha first and then have the suda shlishis. Davilu imuchol yom tov b'matzi Shabbos. And even if Sunday, Matzi Shabbos, is a yontif, and you're supposed to also not eat Erev Yontif as well. So now you just had a big Shalashudis. Sheev Shalo Lechosu Deshlishis Besofayom Kinok. You can't really do this. Ideally, you should have Shalashudis earlier. When Yontif comes out on a Saturday night, Sunday, you should try to have Shalashudis earlier in the afternoon before Mincha Kitana. And this way, you eat the Shalashudis and you'll still be able to have a nice meal at night. Shari Roy Loli Himana Milikboa Oz Suda Be Erev Yontif. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, you really shouldn't have a Suda on Erev Yontif like we learned the Halachos Kbo Be Erev Shabbos, because you won't be able to eat the meal at night with Teyavo. However, here, if you know that you'll be able to eat at least a Beitza, a little bit more than a Beitza, the Chanal B'Sif Aleph, as we've explained in Sif Aleph, that is considered enough, lo yichalik suda shachus l'shtayim, then it would be preferable in this situation not to break your shachus meal up into two parts. Do yeshomim, because there is a concern, and this is what we brought down before, in the Mishnah Berurah, that the Ramah had asked over here, the asalasos came yishuv bracha shenet tzricha. There is this concern that it's an unnecessary bracha when you split it up in the middle. Then he brings down from the Magen Avraham, B'Shem Sefer Chasidim, Mi Sheyesh Lo Mazon Shtei Sudos. In general, if a person has only enough food for two meals, Mitzum Sos, exact two meals, not extra, V'Michalkim Lo Shalosh Sudos, and if he divides it up into three meals, he'll essentially not have a single full meal at any one. Lo Yelo Kol Suda L'Sova, and none of the meals will be eaten to satiety. Therefore, in that situation, Mutum Shiocho Shtei Sudos L'Sova, better that you have two meals and you eat them to satiety, rather than have three meals that none of which are to full satiety. And he adds, Bikol Makom, nevertheless, Im Nimshcho Suda Saboker Ad HaChatzos, if in this situation we have the two meals, you started before Chatzos, and then you have the second half now coming up after Chatzos, in this situation you should do what we advised before, Yichalkenu L'Shnayim, divide it up into two component parts. As we just said, because now we need the second part of this meal, you're definitely going to eat to satiety. But you shouldn't wait to eat the first part right before Chatzos and then eat the second part after Chatzos, because that meant that until Chatzos or near Chatzos, the Mevatel Mitzas on Shabbos, you haven't eaten anything all day. So in that situation, you're going to lose a little bit out by waiting to have the first half before Chatzos and the second half after Chatzos, and you'll have fasted essentially all Shabbos morning until almost Chatzos. Better not to in that situation. Tisha foot number 13 points out over here that we separate these two halves of the meal by saying a berachas hamazon. He says that's only necessary in this situation when both of the meals are on the same day. They're both on Shabbos. One is before Chatzos and the other is after Chatzos. But in a situation where you, for example, are eating one of the sudas Shabbos afternoon by Shalashudis, and then the rest of the eating that you'll eat after the sun has set and the stars have come out, and you can have that for your Yontif Sunday, Saturday night meal. So in that situation, Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down that you didn't have to separate that by benching, because it's two separate days, clearly two separate mitzvahs, and you don't need the artificial, so to say, benching in between to separate the two meals. Now we go to Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Ein Tzorech L'Kaddish B'Sudu Shlishis. A person doesn't make Kiddush on Shalashudis. However, Avol Tzorech L'Vtzoa Shtei Kikaros. But he does still need Lecha Mishnah. You should have full Lecha Mishnah L'Chatchila by Shalashudis, albeit Kiddush is not necessary. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Ches explains, Dahainu, when we say over here Kiddush is not necessary, it means Dahainu L'Vorech Alayayin Kodim Asuda, that you should make Kiddush before you have Shalashudis, before you break your two breads. The Iska Shlom Lelaila leaning Kiddush, because we learn out the same din during the day as we have by night by Kiddush. Ma Laila Sagi Bechad Zimno, just like by night time, by Friday night, there's only one Kiddush, because there's only one meal, so too during the day, Ach Bayom. Kishetikdu Chachom Lekaddish, when the rabbis instituted making Kiddush, they only did it Sagi Nami Bechad Zimno Baboker. It's adequate to just make Kiddush one time in the morning, you don't have to make Kiddush again for Shalashudis. But the two breads you still need even by Shalashudis, because the kol hasudos she'odim soy biyom haShabbos shavos, because all the meals on Shabbos, a person really should have two breads at every meal. Even if he's having four meals, he should have two breads at every meal. The Chofetz Chaim, the Shaar HaTzion, Oz Tess writes, V'nirali poshut, it appears to me very simple. The imloha lokos baboki, if for whatever reasons he didn't make Kiddush by the lunchtime meal, then he certainly has to make Kiddush before he has Shalashudis, because that really is the first Kiddush that he's making during the daytime. Dumi the Kiddush Alayla, similar to the Kiddush at nighttime. Dim lo Kiddush, Tzorach LeKaddish Kol Hayom Kulo. That if you didn't make Kiddush on Friday night for whatever the reason, then you're mechuyev to make Kiddush on Shabbos morning with the full bracha of Friday night. You just don't say Vayichulu because you said that in the davening, but you say Mekaddish HaShabbos in addition to the Bari Priya Gofen. So to over here, if you didn't make the Kiddush by the lunchtime meal and you have wine, you should make Kiddush before Shalosh Shudas to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush, the Rabbanon, on Shabbos during the day. The issue for number 16 brings down that while on Shabbos there is a requirement to have two breads at every single meal, Lagabe Yontif, he brings down from the Kaf HaChayim, based upon the Shulchan Aruch, that Rak B'Shtei Sudos Tzorach Levtzoa Shtei Kikaros, only by the two Yontif meals do you need two Kikaros, two breads. But if you have a third or fourth additional Yontif meal, you don't require two breads. However, he brings down Rechaim Kanievsky differently, and he says that Rechaim Kanievsky Shlita, according to the Ramah, would say that every Yontif meal you require two kikaros, just like by every Shabbos meal you require two kikaros. The issue for number 17 explains that all the Shabbos meals are the same din, that you require two kikaros. So it brings down from the Aruch HaShulchan that based upon the Gemara in Shabbos, Chayiv Odin Liftsoa al Shtei Kikaros be Shabbos, it says you have to go and take Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos, that means Kol Hasudos Shabbos, and they're all the same. And he adds that the Ramah writes over here, Sha'afim Ochel Suda Nosefes B'Shabbos, even if you have a fourth meal on Shabbos, that fourth meal also requires Lecha Mishnah, Kivin Shekol HaSudos Shabbos, because all the meals are the same. And previously, we'd also pointed out, in the name of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that not only for Pas, but even if you're having Mizonos, you should take two cookies, you should always have two. This double portion idea is even not when you're having bread, according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it's even when you're having Mizonos. The Ber Hetev in Ozvav brings down that the Urayim also holds that you need to have Lecha Mishnah by every meal. And he says, however, Ve'en LeKaddish Alayayim, but he holds that you don't have to make Kiddush on wine, as we brought down. However, he says, you should make Kiddush on wine B'tol Chasuda, during the meal. You should make a bracha, Bar Pi Agafen, on the wine, and drink the wine. And he brings this down as well from the Arizal, from the Sefer HaKavonos, based upon Sod, based upon the Hidden Torah. And then the Ramah writes, "Hagavim soet habei pamim b'Shabbos. If a person eats several times on Shabbos, multiple times on Shabbos, tzarich l'kol suda shtei kikaros." He brings down over here the Ramah from the Avudram and the Maimani. Every meal should have two kikaros. Ulepachos lo yelo besuda shlishis pachs mikikar echot sholem. And if you can't do it at every meal to have two, by Shalosh Shudas at least have one. The others will require two, but Shalosh Shudas you can get away only with one kikar, and it should be ideally a whole kikar. And Mizeh Poshet HaMinog LaHokel. Here is the minog over here to be lenient. Livtzoa Besuda Shlishis Rak B'Kikar Echot Sholem. And that's why some people Lechatchila even go and take only one kikar for Shalosh Shudas. However, the Ramah concludes and he says Avoyesh LaHachmir Likach Shnayim. The more correct way is to always have Lecha Mishnah even by Shalosh Shudas. So if a person doesn't have Lecha Mishnah, so then don't say, well, I can't do Shalosh Shudas. Then take out a whole bread. And if you don't have a whole bread, as we'll see, then take out even a part of a bread. But certainly Lechatchila, to be yotzi all the deos, you should have two breads by Shalosh Shudas as well. Mr. Burit Sivkon Yotes writes, "The biyom shishi yored hamon lekol echod shnei amorim." That on Friday in the midbar, the double portion of mon fell, and you got two omers. Umikol omer osu shtei kikaros, and every omer you were able to make two breads out of. So that's a total of two amorim. So you have hare arba l'shnei amorim. So you get four breads over here, four kikaros from these shnei amorim. And how would you eat them? Ochel echad b'erev Shabbos, when you'd have mistam in the morning. V'echad b'leil Shabbos, when you'd have Friday night. V'echad b'boker, when you'd have Shabbos morning. Harei nisha lo rak echad sholem. You have one left over, l'suda shlisha. So you don't need necessarily, according to this opinion, the Lecha Mishnah, but at least you should have one sholem. Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Chof says you should have a sholem. What happens if you don't have any sholem? You don't have any whole intact chalas. You use them all up, but you have leftover chalas, pieces of them, v'yemein lo. Then you should at least try to have a large piece the size of a kebetza. The chenal b'sif olives, we've already explained previously, that's called a suda. The afal gav the mitzvahs lecha mishnah ain lo, because even though you don't have lecha mishnah, but nevertheless, mitzvah suda miyokim, you are at least being makayim, having a suda over here of shalosh shudas. And he brings us down the name of the achronim. Mishnah Berurah says, however, Sivkot and Chof Aleph, ideally the Ramah said you should take two. The Chayin Roya Linog L'Chachila, and this is in fact the proper way that one should conduct oneself. Ki Asfar Rishona, that which we said that you should take Lecha Mishnah, Hi Ha'ikar. That is the fact, the most important and correct psak. Then he says, V'tov Lahad L'Varach Al Yayin Toch Hasuda. He brings down, and this is based upon the Sharet Zion, Oshir Aleph says from the Rambam, that a person should drink wine during the meal, make a bar priya goffin on it, and drink wine during the meal of Shalosh Shudas. And it's brought down the name of the Tikkuni Shabbos. The issue foot number 19 says, as I just pointed out from the Shaar Tzion, that this source of this din of making a bari priya goffin in the middle of Shalosh Shudas and drinking the wine is based upon a Rambam. Where the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos, v'tzorech l'kvoa kol suda mishloshton al hayayin, that every meal has to have wine in it. And the Kesef Mishnah adds over here, she'en hakavona sheyekadish gam besuda shlishis, not that you should specifically make a kiddush before the meal. What does it mean? It means you should drink wine during the meal. And the Mishnah Brura explains over there in Simen Tov Kuf Chav Tes that according to this Rambam, the chiyuv to have wine is in the middle of every meal, including the first and second meal, and not just the kiddush that you make beforehand. How much wine do you have to drink? So Rav Nissen Karol Shlita brings down that you don't necessarily have to have a revius when you're drinking in the middle of the meal over here, and you don't even have to have a cup that contains a revius. He says, Rak bisman ha-gemara, she'ikar shtia besuda hayal hayayin. In the days of the Gemara, when the main beverage that they would have was wine, so then it wasn't considered a chashivas if you had less than a revius. But nowadays, when we don't have so much wine, so then dai afilu bishasiyas mat yayin. It's still called a chashiv amount, even if you have only a little bit. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'imein lo lecha mishnah l'kol echad mi'amasubim. If you don't have two challah rolls for every single person at the table, but you have, as frequently is the case, that the balabais over here has two big challahs, and he washes and his motzi, everybody in the hamotzi, and he breaks both of the breads, and they don't have their own lecha mishnah. So nochon linhog shezeh shebotzeh. So the one, the balabais over here, who breaks the two breads, he should have in mind, yechava liftar bebirchas hamotzi kol amasubim. He should have in mind that he's being motzi, everybody else over here, in their hamotzi obligation of lecha mishnah, and they shouldn't make their own bracha. The gam yomar lehamasubim, this balabayis over here should tell all the people gathered at the meal, shechavnu sheyetzu bibircha. So they should listen to his hamotzi lechem in arutz and just answer amen and not make their own hamotzi lechem. Kadesh kulam yetzu b'lecha mishnah. In this way, they'll fulfill the mitzvah of lecha mishnah, even though they don't have lecha mishnah in front of them. And this is brought down in the name of the Chayi Adam. Sifhei, the Mechaber writes, Sorech Latzos of a Pas. You should make Shalosh Shudas on bread. As we've already pointed out, ideally two breads, if not two breads, at least one full bread, if not at least a prusa that's the size of a kibetza plus. There is a more lenient opinion, which he brings down in the name of the Tur and the Rosh, that you can fulfill Shalosh Shudas just by having a grain product over here. Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Chav Gimel explains, Ulukuli am mitzvah namuchor bepas ushnei kikaros. But even this opinion agrees that that's not optimal, as we've already learned today, the Chanal b'siv dalet. El depligil inyon di'evid im yotze b'zeh. But this opinion says that b'di'evid you are yotze if you have minei dagon, as opposed to the other opinion that says you must have lecha mishnah, two breads. And the issue for number 20 brings down that if you don't even have any bread at all, odif yorcha bosa v'dogim me'asher peros. It's preferable to have meat and fish rather than fruits. Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkon Chav Dalet that you should have five, and one of the five grain products, Shemivarachim Alem Bar Min Mizonos, because at least will make a Bar Min Mizonos. And according to this opinion, V'tam De'ezu, Kivin De'ein Derech Lechol Suda Shlishis L'Tayavon, since most people don't have such a big meal for Shalosh Shudas, they're not eating it with such a hearty appetite, Sagi B'Hochi would be enough to have just the Mizonos B'Di'evit. V'zeo Gam King Tam Shar Hadeo Shemekil Mizet. And this is also the opinion that he brings down from the Tosefa Shabbos for all the other even more lenient opinions that say you don't even have to have the Mizonos. And that's not what we do back in the Mechaber. The Yesh Omim, the Mechaber has an even more lenient opinion. Shiochel asosa bidvarim shemelafsin bohem pas. You can even use things that only accompany the bread, but with no bread. Kibasa v'dogim, like meat or fish. Avalo peros. But peros should not be l'chatchila what your yotzei v'shalosh shudas. The Yesh Omim dafilu peros. And then he brings down an even more lenient opinion in the name of the Ran. And also the Rabbeinu Yonah. And as well the Shibole Leket b'shem Ri Bar Yehuda. And all of these opinions say that afilu peros yochal asosa, you can even use fruits to be yotzei shalosh shudas. Bottom line, however, the Mechaber says, usvara rishona ikar, shetzorach lasosa bapas. The real opinion is that you should have lecha mishnah, and certainly if you can do it that way, that's the optimum way, and if you don't have lecha mishnah, at least have bread. Ela imkein usaveh biyoser. However, if a person is so stuffed and so full, so then he can rely upon these other shitas that say you can have a mazonos or meat or fish or fruits. The Ramah concludes and he says, Haga obimokum sheyef shalo lechol pas. For whatever reason, you can't have bread. For example, kagon be'erev Pesach, cholios b'Shabbos. When Erev Pesach is on Shabbos and you're not allowed to have matzah during the day of the Erev Pesach, so you'll eat it b'teyavim by the Seder. But here, you can't have chametz anymore, so you're stuck. You're not allowed to have bread at that point in time, and you can't have matzah either. We'll learn based upon the Maril in Hilchos Pesach. So in this situation, you can rely upon the opinions that say you don't have to have mazonos or hamotzi, but you can have basar dogim or peros. The issue foot number 24 also brings down the Eitzah that you can break the Shachris morning meal into two parts, like we just talked about a moment ago, and this way you'll have your Shalosh Shudos, albeit early in the morning, but you'll have three separate meals. And he also reminds us you shouldn't fill up so much that you can't eat matzah that night, b'teyavon. Alternatively, Sivkat and Chafei in Mishnah Berurah says you can have minei tigun, shaotzi matzah katusha, crushed matzah, or basar dogim or peros, as we just said. We still have Siv Vav left. The Mitzvah Shem will finish that tomorrow. That concludes today's shiur.